rest of the story. In 1476, sculptor Antonio Rossellino was summoned to the great cathedral in Florence. Cathedral officials told him they wanted a statue. Antonio was delighted. What sort of a statue would they like? Well, officials said it was to be the giant figure of a man for the adornment of one of the exterior buttresses of the cathedral. Antonio said fine. The statue was to be made of marble, of course. Officials said, of course. But there was just one thing. Antonio must use one chunk of marble in particular, a block which had been lying in the yard of the cathedral workshop. Puzzled, Antonio went out to examine the block, but at first sight the renowned sculptor clasped his hands in dismay. The marble monolith was seriously flawed, far too thin for its 14-foot height. Why must such inferior material be used, he asked the officials. And then they told him the rest of the story. The marble block had been acquired a dozen years previous as part of a cathedral beautification program. All the tribune buttresses were to be decorated with giant statuary. It had been hoped that one sculptor's work would figure prominently in the project, that of the great Agostino Tertuccio. His sculpture had been used before, and cathedral officials had been most pleased, so Agostino was commissioned to create a giant to be wrought from this certain piece of marble, the monolith in question. No record survives to indicate that Agostino was anything but pleased with the block he'd been presented. In fact, a particular location had been chosen for the future giant, and the sculptor seemed quite enthusiastic at first. But at some point, Agostino himself botched the job. Botched it so badly that he actually abandoned the project. The commissioners neither blamed him nor sought recrimination of any sort, and yet in the intervening years they searched for another sculptor to finish what Agostino had started. And now enter Antonio Rossellino. Upon hearing this history, Antonio sighed. He understood the official's reluctance to discard the botched block. He would do what he could, but no promises. Also, ultimately, no results. Antonio tried his best. He pondered the flaws, the obtrusive knot a third of the way down, the odd angles, the excessive narrowness, and finally, after much hacking of his own, he declared the project hopeless. There are some things for which no one can compensate, he proclaimed, not even a genius, and he walked away. No, that marble was not totally wasted. 25 years later, cathedral officials passed it along to an upstart sculptor. They told this young man that if he could do anything at all with that botched-up block, he would be the most famous man in Europe. I don't know if the young fellow believed them, but he took the block anyway. And he proved this, that true genius, even at a very early age, for he was little more than a beardless boy, that true genius can compensate for almost anything. You remember the upstart sculptor Buonarroti by his first name Michelangelo. And you know the salvaged sculpture as his masterwork, the magnificent likeness of the boy King David. Only now you know the rest of the story.